Hello, everyone. I'm just trying to put your names in the agenda. Wait, sorry about that. We'll wait just a minute or so. Give time people to arrive.
Did you already ask if there's a note taker?
No, I have not asked. Is there a note taker for today?
I can do it today.
Oh, thank you, Yael. That would be great. All right. And we don't need extensive notes. It's just kind of, actions and next steps and
Right. And we're recording, so we can always go back and add if needed, right?
yeah, definitely. Yeah. So let me put in chat a link to the agenda. Hello, everyone. I hope you all enjoyed the week four no meeting week. It was wonderful.
I had the best, most productive, most focused week I've had in a long time. I'm going to suggest it at my library. Spread the word, evangelize.
As one of the few dissenting voices, I must admit it was nice not having a meeting, and I have actually been working on reducing the frequency of our in-house meetings as well.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, I even wanted to start earlier. I think I started week three, and Christy was like, she noticed there was something weird with the agenda, and I was like, oh yeah, that's not week four. Darn. So yeah, it was really, really very nice.
It was week five for metadata management SIG. Like we missed it being week four by like one day. So it might have been confusing because metadata management did have a week five and we didn't.
Yeah, and they're bi-weekly, right?
They are now. There's that
Yeah.
too.
Yeah. So good news, Bella. They're gonna go to once a month, which is nice. I mean, yeah, just I'm having fun with this. I feel a little more sane than I normally am, or I don't know. Anyway, so I put the agenda. Let me share my screen so we can all see the agenda. So I am working from my little laptop today. I might not see if you have a raised hand. If you please just jump in the conversation. If you have something to add, but I will try to keep an eye out for that as well. So welcome to week one. Week one is our data import, so it's our SIG meeting, week one. Just announcements. Let me check. I've got Zoom controls in the way. Sorry about that. So just a quick announcement for WolfCon 2026. It's happening in Prague this year in the Czech Republic of August, I believe, is it 30th or 31st? And then September 1st through September 3rd. So it's a little earlier this year than last year. We are asking if you'd like to teach a pre-conference session to contact Thomas Trutt. He's looking for people to present. Pre-conference sessions are in person, so you would have to go off to Prague. Oh no, it's a beautiful city. So if you can do it, I highly recommend it. The call for proposals will be out next by the mid next week. Christy.
I'm wary of proposing a pre-conference session that isn't hybrid for this community, but I'm wondering if, like, I've actually never been to a pre. Oh, that's not true. I did go to a pre-conference on linked data at a WolfCon before. I'm trying to think like what might make sense for data import. Is there anything that as a group we should be thinking about doing as a pre-conference session? With the caveat that, it just might not be the best venue because it's not it's not hybrid.
Yeah, it's not hybrid. That's a great question. I don't I think I'm wondering about travel and how many, American institutions will be able to travel. And I'm just not sure about that. We can do regular sessions, but at least one of the presenters has to be on site, so those can be hybrid. Autumn and then Yael.
Would it be possible to offer, because I think a data import pre-conference would be super useful to a lot of folks. I'm not sure. I mean, I was not at the earlier WolfCons before MSU adopted, but I don't know that like a workshop on using data import has ever been available at WolfCon before. Is that true?
We had a working session
Right.
with, but
But it
I,
was probably like an hour.
no, it was 90 minutes
Oh, that's
because
good.
we had the Ryan presented first on the roadmap, and then we had it was more like experiences
Okay.
from three institutions, Yao, and then
Sorry, just one more. Oh, Lord, don't let me lose the thread. So yeah, I mean, I think that I think a data import pre-conference could be really useful. Would it be possible to offer like not a hybrid option, but a we will record this session and you can register to get access to that recording?
unfortunately, no. OLF has kind of put their foot down, and for the pre-conferences, they really want people to be there in person.
Just in person. Okay.
Yeah. So if we want it hybrid and recorded, then it would be a regular session.
I'm wondering if we could have a series that runs throughout WolfCon, or it could even be one of the things we're talking about in Technical Council is a virtual-only developer conference. And this would be outside of the timeline of WolfCon. And it would be like 3 half-day sessions or something like that. I don't know. It's very nascent, right? We don't even know if we're going to do this yet. But I'm wondering if we might want to put together, in the interest of recording it for the community, which is, how to get, think about, what would a curriculum look like? How to get started with data import? How to build a basic profile? How to build a job that just imports instances, how to build a job that imports instances, holdings, and items, or creates instances, holdings, and items, how to build a job that does X, Y, or Z. If we could put together a curriculum, maybe that's a series that we could, get volunteers to put together and record and, have that available. We talked about doing that very early on, and we actually did some videos. They're no longer relevant. We're no longer on, Goldenrod or whatever we were on at the time that we made those videos. But that might be something that we could consider doing, and I think would be welcome, by the community.
And those are great ideas. I mean, and you can even, branch out to see, like how to use the API to, if you want to export or import job profiles and kind of reach into like other realms of, data import intersecting with, other functionality in Folio as well. Yeah, did you want to? I know you had your hand up.
Yeah,
I
it's
just.
okay. Actually, Autumn answered asked my question,
Okay.
and so that's okay. And I just also wanted to add to what Christy said is that I think there are some videos out there and people I know we've created stuff. I don't know if it was data import, but it's okay, Christy. I think the thing what bothers me with these is that things get old really quickly when we move to new releases. So I don't know, maybe some things are more stable now because, like we said, the things from Goldenrod, or we had stuff from, I don't know, Nalana that was no longer relevant. So if we do put something together like that together, we really have to think about how we make it release agnostic or something.
Well, I almost think that we can't make it release agnostic. You almost just have to acknowledge that, be very transparent that this was recorded on, Ransom's Service Pack 5 or whatever. And I mean, I think we kind of have to date them. To make them really useful and not create, confusion or frustration.
Yeah, those are excellent points. I mean, it's something too that we can maybe wrap up in terms of, our roadmap. Like, a certain point, maybe once a year or twice a year, we can, or have these videos saying, here's where we are right now. Here's how you do the things in, like, let's say Sunflower CSP, 4, and on our roadmap for Trillium and Umbrella Leaf is this functionality and these enhancements. That actually might work well with the Product Council community priorities as well. And if we get in the habit of doing that at least once a year, that like kind of at least that keeps that content refreshed. All right, those are really some excellent ideas. And of course, if you have other ideas for pre-conference, just reach out to Thomas. And the call will be out on the 10th. If you would like to put in a session for WolfCon. Are there any other updates that people would like to share with the group?
I have one thing, more of an inventory thing, but I know we have a lot of crosswork between those of us focused on data import and inventory. I just wanted to let you all know that I'm going to be sending out a call for UAT testing for the new item reorder functionality in inventory. I hope to get that out this afternoon, sometime after this meeting. But for those of you that are interested, we'll be sure to put a cross post in the data import channel on Slack when it's ready.
Oh, wow. I think you're going to make a lot of people's day with that one, Ryan.
I hope so.
I have Laura Daniels in my head. They've been waiting for that for quite some time.
Great. Yeah, I'm excited for people to play around with it. So, yeah, I should have that out later today, and I'll put it in the Slack channel.
Oh, nice. Nice one. Thank you. Yeah. Any other updates that people would like to share with the group? All right, not hearing any. We're going to go to our first discussion topic for our SIG meeting, which is, and I should put this link in the chat, which I will do right now. Bing. It comes with a little, I don't know, whatever. Yes, UX Prod 5293, enhancements to data import logs. Let me just for a moment. I'm gonna alrighty. So this is actually, I believe it's a sto is this a story? It's an epic. All right. So this epic data import users have identified points with regards to current offerings around logging and reporting, and we know that logging messages sometimes are not the clearest, or yes, sometimes we get the no content. That's always fun. We really don't have reporting with data import since this is an epic. How would you? I think because this is, we have the linked work items. So I'm not sure. Christy, you put this on the schedule. I wasn't sure if you wanted to. Were you thinking of discussing just the general epic story or starting to go through like the draft and open issues related to it or that are defined by the work?
I think that it got added to the agenda as a partner to something that was discussed. Let's see. Let's see. When was it? It might have been a partner to what we discussed at the last business meeting, mod inventory 799, update log, JSON error message with multiple matches found. But I wasn't sure. So since we didn't discuss this, I left it on the agenda. I don't really know where it came from. Or why it ended up there in the first place. We
Oh,
did discuss update log JSON error when multiple matches found. You know, Ryan provided us an update on that functionality that's in QA.
yeah. This one.
Yeah, there's
So
two
this.
tickets,
Okay.
actually. So there's this one, 625, that's
Yeah.
specifically called a SRS, but then the one we spoke about recently at a previous meeting is 799 mod inventory 799.
Oh, it's mod inventory 799. Okay.
So this one here, I need to do some further review to confirm whether we still need this ticket or if the 799 will cover it. Thank you, Lynn, for
Okay.
putting the link in the chat.
Oh, thank you.
I know. I was looking at this today, I got a little confused. I should have linked 799 so we didn't lose track. But I'll be sure to do that so we can find it again next time. But yeah, so this one is in progress in QA. And it's moving along for current release. But just, I guess, while I'm unmuted and talking, my thought with the epic here is, I feel like when we initially had some conversations about enhancements to logging, we were coming up with quite a bit of ideas, and my thought was it would probably be best to capture everything under an epic so that we could kind of chisel away at it through smaller features. And so right now we have just the epic here, but my plan is to, well, we have these defined user stories underneath it, is actually rather than have these individual user stories, put everything into smaller features with a few user stories each, so we can kind of prioritize what we think is most important, and I can work with the devs to put them into different features that are easier to kind of chunk out for the team to take on, so that if, you know, once we have a full list of all the ideas we want to look into and implement for log enhancements, it's easier to chew and work through if we break it out into smaller features underneath this epic. So that's my vision for this.
Okay, yeah, that makes total sense. And I know that we have somewhere a list of, and I'll have to dig that out unless someone knows where that is, just off the top of the head, of log messages and errors that we've kind of cobbled together over, like the last year or so. And I don't know if we've shared that with you, Ryan.
That sounds familiar, but I would also have to dig around to see if I have that accessible. I'm assuming that would be on the wiki somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the deep labyrinth of the wiki.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Like, I feel like I can see it in my mind's eye.
Is it the link that I just put in?
Let's take a look. Yes. Oh, wow, Lynn, this is amazing. Thank you. So it is under data import log. It's in the information and user guides. Let me just move this over a bit, so we can see. So, yeah. So maybe this is something to look at, Ryan, and see. Some of these are older, but m maybe they'll be helpful in some way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I think this will be really helpful as we kind of comb through and come up with some tasks for the team and see what we can do to enhance these messages.
So what I'm gonna do, just so we don't forget, I'm just gonna say, just on this epic, the community has been keeping a record, some line. Oops. Alrighty, and just save that. Oh, and Lynn already did it for me 32 seconds ago. So now you have it twice, Brian. There you go.
Perfect. Twice as nice.
Perfect. Twice as nice. So the only other thing that I see with this is that this is kind of a two-prong epic. So we have the log messages, but also reporting in with this. So I'm wondering, and I know at one point you wanted to take out three reporting. And I thought you did that.
Yeah, there was some thought of e putting this as a having separate features for reporting, and also because I feel like on the reporting end, some of what we're ultimately looking for could end up falling under other apps, not necessarily in data import. So I think there's more to kind of more to contemplate there and sort out the right path, I guess. More to talk about on the
Okay.
reporting end. Yeah.
Alrighty. That sounds good. Does anyone have any questions for Ryan or in general about this epic and currently our plan, well actually it's in Ryan's camp now, is to really put these into smaller kind of work items that the development team can work on and kind of take a look at that spreadsheet of log messages, errors.
So when you say that Ryan or the developers or someone or is going to break it down into smaller, will there then be separate tickets that you want us to comment on or add our issues onto? And then if that is the case, where do we find those tickets and how do we, will they be linked to this or do we, will you let somebody let us know in Slack what's going on? And then we're like, okay, this, if I come across an issue and I was like, oh, this is exactly what that ticket is about, and I can add maybe some screenshots or something as I come across things.
Totally. So the features and the user stories as they come about, they'll all get linked under the Epic. So you should be able to get to everything from there. And then as I start to get those features and stories organized, I will be sure to keep you all updated in the Slack and probably also take some time out an upcoming SIG meeting whenever they're ready so we could talk out some of these some of the ideas together and get a sense of what items you think are highest priority and what you would be most affected by, things like that.
And I was wondering if you could also add like the our label for like it's a data import SIG needs review for
Oh
those.
yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Thank you for the
Thank you.
reminder.
Lynn.
Oh, I was wondering if mod inventory 799 needed to be added to this log enhancement epic or not, since it.
Yeah, I'm going to add it at least as related,
Okay.
because we're getting it done now for within Trillium, whereas the other work will be post Trillium. So I don't necessarily want to make it as defined, but yeah, I'm definitely going to add it as related so we can see that connection there. Thank you, Lynn.
Alrighty. And just I was wondering, see the multi matches for more than four. I was just wondering what this looks like. This is nice. I love how it gives the UUIDs because that's something we had asked. So, excellent. Woohoo! Yay! All right. Any other questions about how we're going to proceed with the epic of enhancements to logs? All right. So next up, we have a new requested topic, and this is from line 8 of the spreadsheet. And it is, so that spreadsheet being our data import request a new topic. And it's line 8. So delete holdings and items in batch via data import. So when marking an instance for deletion, we should be able to also delete all the holdings and items attached to the instance. Or delete holdings and items targeted by identifier. So I think probably because I know Bulk Edit is also working on that. So, what are people's thoughts on this?
My attention was elsewhere for a moment, but I just wanted to confirm. So, deleting holdings and items in batch via data import is a thing that is available as of when?
So it right now we can't do anything. I mean, we can't d delete them via data import, and you also through bulk edit you can't delete them. You can
You
suppress
can,
them
but
from
you can mark them for delete.
the mark for delete is at the instance level, but you can suppress from discovery holdings and items. And that it, Ryan, did I get that right?
Yes, yes, you did.
Whereas individually, I can, like, if I have like one item, I can delete it, which my understanding is that is a permanent hard delete. So there's not even a tombstone left in the database saying, there was something here.
So this topic is for functionality that is coming.
Well, no, it's a request to have this functionality come in some undetermined future.
No, sorry. I was like, I was in a meeting this morning where I was literally asked about this very thing.
Oh,
And
wow.
I was like, oh, well, it's not a thing that we have. It's not a thing that's coming, so far as I know.
Yeah. And I think there's two layers to this. There is the delete holdings and items. So what we can do one by one, can we do that via data import and probably, correspondingly bulk edit? Then there is the different phased mark for delete, on the instance level, which is probably slightly different. Lynn.
So I'm not really sure what the intention is with this as to whether or not this is the do we want to have multiple avenues of deletion within Folio through data import and bulk edit. I don't know. I
I
know
mean,
Chris, I mean.
from the Mobius perspective, yes. Because sometimes you have records that are in the system already. I mean, you have records that are in the system already that you put in, you're able to get together into a bulk edit query and delete via bulk edit. But for instance, if you are dealing with subscription e-resource records, currently, we're not loading subscription e-resource records into Folio because we cannot maintain the currency of the collection by deleting deletes. But this functionality via data import might allow us to do that.
The second part is, so if we delete things, we have all the dependencies that may be on those instance holding items in other apps. So we may cause some data collision, or we may break a lot of things. So I know that's been a concern with hard delete, especially with acquisitions.
And thanks for bringing that up, Lynn. Which reminds me, I wanted to ask Ryan if there was a phase three scheduled for the mark for delete, a kind of development, because I know phase one was, just, it was the very initial one, and then phase two, I think, is with I'm not sure. Maybe it came with Ramsfords or Sunflower, with being able to change the D and the flag and all of that. But I think we had a phase three that considered, kind of the dependencies. Do you know if that's been scheduled or if it's been taken under consideration?
It has not been scheduled yet, but it's something that's definitely up for consideration and something that I am working on kind of organizing my thoughts around. So it my plan is for it to eventually become a feature where at that point, we will start to get into this realm of things that we're discussing here of how holdings and items can be controlled or deleted through data import. Or similarly, how holdings and items can be affected when the linked instance has been deleted either through data import or through inventory, or has been set for deletion rather. Because I know that's those are have were some common questions as we were discussing ideas for the first two phases. I know it's and the idea of what happens to holdings and items as we mark instances as deleted, and currently nothing happens to them. They continue to exist. But I know there was a good bit of conversation around what would happen or what should happen as we get further down the line in these enhancements. Vivian, I see your hand up.
I mean, we can absolutely live with not being able to delete items and holdings via data import if we can flag them for delete and then delete them in bulk edit. That's a way to achieve the same result. Though it does, it does make an extra step. But as long as there's, I mean, which is, having said that, I don't know that we on the Mobius side are willing to wholly abandon the idea of being able to delete records, via data import, even if it is becomes possible to batch delete via bulk edit.
And another concern too, and this is more maybe the instance or the mark SRS is EDS, and I'm not sure if it's like the EDS discover piece or locate, maybe it's both. They do need kind of this flag of kind of delete. So the record still has to kind of be there, and it has to tell the discovery service or the locate that it needs to be removed from locate and discovery. So I think that's another piece we haven't kind of considered. And I don't know if some people also need that for have kind of this tombstone for holdings and items. Vivian.
It occurred to me, Lynn mentioned dependencies and data collision earlier, and I mean, I would hope that a fail-safe would be built into a delete records process where if a given record had dependencies elsewhere, that fully would prevent that record from being deleted and throw some sort of an error. I'm learning that I can't assume such things, but I would think that there would be some sort of prevention mechanism built into the functionality.
And yeah, we do need that. I don't think we really have that now, so it's kind of, yeah. So I'm wondering with, Katie, please go ahead.
I was kind of wondering, so if you delete the holdings and items from an instance and they were the only holdings and items on it, if where we go from there when the instance remains, is there going to be something that, oh, you deleted all the holdings and items, do you want to delete the instance type of functionality? Because I just worried that if you delete holdings and items, there'll be a bunch of empty instances with no holdings and items attached.
I mean, I kind of feel like we're now talking, since this is not existing functionality and it's not necessarily, I still have a big question mark as to whether this is something that's on the roadmap. This is something that a conversation that would need to be had with the devs working on it to make sure that, to basically build in, to build these sorts of things into the functionality. Lynn, I see your hand.
Yeah, I'm also wondering if maybe we need to like bring in, I guess, the discovery sig and to see how, because this would be a major change for Folio, being able to delete everything, how that impacts discovery through whatever catalog you may have, be it viewfind, blacklight, locate, EDS as a discovery layer, like how their systems will handle it based on Folio. I know Viewfind uses OAI PMH, but I'm not sure how that would work with a hard delete, other than because right now everything just gets suppressed and there's a suppression flag that goes through.
I mean, EDS and locate also use OAI PMH, I think, and they rely on a, I think it's Leaderbyte. It's a Leaderbyte. There's a five or six, I can't remember off the top of my head, use a delete character.
And I'm wondering too if it's because this involves, items, gets into circulation. Sometimes it can have repercussions for, finance, especially if you get into like, aged lost or, was it lost and paid, for example. So, yeah, these do touch, I mean, a lot of different aspects of Folio. So maybe it's, this might be nicer to have maybe multiple conversations with many different groups. Katie?
Yeah, that's just what you and Lynn were saying about acquisitions. I'm just thinking if you delete an item and maybe end up deleting the instance, what is going to happen to the title or item linked in the POL? It depends on how the tables are joined, but would that information remain or would it be removed because of how the tables are join together?
Yeah, because people still have to report on this. So that I mean that's why I mentioned kind of tombstone. I mean, do we get into the idea of a tombstone? So the records in that sense don't really go away, but they just are not visible anymore. Vivian.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to wonder if maybe we need to either bring in or kick this to CrossHat, because obviously deletion behavior has got so many ramifications. We're looking at inventory, we're looking at inventory, we're looking at acquisitions functions, we're looking at circulation functions, we're looking at discovery. And so I wonder if maybe I don't know if I wonder if maybe CrossApp might be the best SIG to sort of take point on this particular question. Again, don't want to completely give it up, but it does seem very much a thing that something that would be defined by CrossApp.
Robert.
I think from my point of view, as a, heavy data import user, what I think probably most, well, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. What I think would be good and work for me personally, and may or may not work for other people here or other places, is just removing, having the option to remove deleted records from appearing in search results in the user interface or like in MetaDB or whatever reporting system people are using. So you could say, all right, there's this universe of records I don't care about because we've marked them for deletion. They might still exist somewhere, but we just don't see them. So I if that's the tombstone method, I think that would work just fine. So maybe just like another toggle somewhere that says, yeah, it's still somewhere in the background, but it doesn't show up unless you specifically ask for it. If that makes sense. Which may be a totally different way of thinking of this than we have been, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of facets to deleting holdings and items, which is why I think, it's taken a while for us to kind of get to this point. But I do like the because it hits on so many it intersects in so many ways in Folio. I'm wondering, I think Vivian, your idea of bringing this to cross-app is a good idea. Maybe, what do others think? Should we bring this to cross app and see if they can help us kind of champion this new functionality?
You're getting a lot of thumbs ups if you can't see them.
Yeah, no, I couldn't see them.
You're
Thanks, Lynn. I kind of
welcome.
feel like I
Yeah, I
feel like
think
I'm channeling
everybody.
MAGA. All right, and another thing too, I'm thinking, Ryan, because this does hit so many areas, I'm wondering if it might be worth doing, when you're a little further along, but presenting this to product council so that people, even at that level, they kind of understand, oh, wait, this really involves how do we get a holistic kind of approach for deletion? Because it's not just I inventory, it touches so many different apps.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great idea.
And I can facilitate that whenever you're, maybe in a couple months or something like that, or yeah, whenever that's ready. All right,
Okay.
so yeah, thank you, Ryan. And probably, I'll probably reach out to you and Magda, just because, get the bulk edit piece of that. And I don't know. Well, they do have delete in other places. You can delete invoices and you can delete POLs. So maybe I can reach out to Dennis as well, and maybe we could, that might be an interesting presentation to PC to, deletion in the very apps. Robert.
I was thinking about this, and then that made me have this question. Like, if you can delete POs or invoices or whatever, I mean, I was, and I don't know if this is actually true or not true anymore, but millions of years ago when I was learning programming, I was taught that, it never really disappears. Maybe it gets written over. So, are we writing over these things? Are they really gone? And if not, is that, a similar functionality to what we're looking for instances, SRS mark, holdings and items?
And that's a great point, because I don't know, especially for like invoices and POLs and order lines. I don't know. I know holdings and items, it is very much in individually, it's very much they are gone. There's nothing there afterwards, which when you think holistically of folio, maybe that's not the approach we want anymore either. Because that has repercussions for, reporting, list
Right.
app, and all this other good stuff.
Right. And well, I'm wondering if it's really, really gone or just we can't see it and it's really hidden somewhere and somebody theoretically could find it. You know, some programmer or developer. I don't know the answer to that. And I don't know if it's worth thinking about or considering, but maybe somebody who knows more about how this is has been engineered could, answer that or think about it.
Lynn, I see your hand raised.
I'm wondering how other ILSs have dealt with this before. Because I'm trying to remember how it worked in other ILSs I've worked in, but I haven't had access to the sheer breadth of the system that I do with Folio, because everything was very much locked down based on my role. So I couldn't see acquisitions, what they were doing. I mean, I could create like orders without inventory or that sort of thing. But if it was an order attached to something within the system, if that thing got withdrawn and then later deleted, I don't know what happened to that sort of like linking component where it went f through the like database where there the inventory of your stuff is the backbone. So,
Yeah, the
yeah.
ones I've worked with do use tombstones, which is really nice. So the data is never really gone. You just have to be able to find it. But it does beg the question of maybe we need a layer of, deleted records. Katie.
Yeah, it was a problem with a Symphony. So if someone would delete an item, that a lot of times the title, and if it was like the last item on it and they deleted the bib record too, it would disappear from the POL. It would also disappear from the circulation log. So you could count the circ stat, but you couldn't. All you could get was the barcode. You couldn't get the title information after that to see like what specifically that checkout was for. And that was kind of always a problem because people wanted a list of, with title information and so forth. That's why I'm a little scared because I knew it affected stats in that ILS.
Yeah, I mean, these are really, really interesting questions. And I think it's, questions that we need to, work through. So let me see if we can work with Cross App on this and kind of get the conversations going. And maybe we can invite, for those conversations, like Dennis and other people. I don't even know if users can. Do they actually delete, or do they have tombstones? I don't know. Yeah, Lynn.
This could be a great WolfCon like session. Just to get everybody together in one room to talk about implications and that sort of thing. Not necessarily a pre-conference with everybody in person, but to open it up as a like a longer conference session.
That is true. I'll keep that in mind. I don't know. Delete yourself. send us all to Prague. Yes. Gosh, if I could do that, I would. All right. Yeah. So, couple options: WolfCon session potentially, and definitely cross app. So I will put that on my to-do list. So I do want to change tack here just because we're entering kind of the last 5 minutes or maybe 4 minutes of our meeting to go to housekeeping. So our next session is our SIG workshop meeting. And so we have a couple of things that we wanted to that I want to present. Christy, I hear for you. We can continue the testing we started on January 14th. So that was, gosh, reusing the same action multiple times in a job and then using a match multiple times in a job. So we could continue. I'm not sure if we really finished that testing. So do people want to do that next week?
Christy had to leave early.
She did, yes.
I'm fine with continuing the testing, if needed. It helps to do it during the session where it's recorded, so if something goes awry, we have a
Okay.
recording we can point to.
Alrighty. So I will just I will just put this on. So our meeting next week for our SIG workshop will be a continuation of testing, kind of that same job, the same action multiple times in a job, and the same match multiple times in a job. If people have examples, that would be really, really helpful, just to bring that to our SIG workshop at that time. So I think we should have enough just to do that. We never finished the use of qualifier, but I can put that on another thing, or future whatever. Update other scenarios to test updating items before the holdings. This does not work, I can tell you right now. However, update SRS and then update instance actions in the same job. This does work. So this goes off to Sunflower, where I do example of updating the mark SRS, and then I update the instance. I think it's stack code, instance code, a bunch of administrative fields, because I know a lot of people were asking about that. So if you need an example, you can go off here. Is that okay? Does that sound good for people? So next week we do this, and hopefully people come with a couple examples, and then next week we'll discuss our next SIG meeting in the housekeeping at that point. And I
Sounds
can
good.
stop my share. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. We made it to time. Woohoo! And then, well, that's it. I hope you have a great afternoon. Hopefully it's warm where you are.
Yeah, no,
No.
you should
Nope.
all come to visit California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You're gonna have like 20 people show up, and we're
I
gonna
can
be
take two at a
yay.
time.
Oh gosh. All righty. Have a good afternoon, or early afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye now.